Pressure is the, you know, not the right word. That was probably the most attention I've seen in a long time. But you know, I'm just doing my job, and you know, if I'm not getting that kind of attention, then you know, I'm not doing my job. But you know, I was close to quarterback a few times, but you know, it's part of the game plan. We had, you know, overall, I thought we did very well in defense, and you know, came with a big victory.
How do you handle that? I mean, did you just have to go hard every play and hope somebody misses an assignment at some point when you're getting that much attention?
No, you just, you know, you really just attack it. You know, I think last year obviously was about winning the one-on-one battles. I think, you know, towards the playoffs, that's when I saw, you know, an increase, and, you know, it's kind of continued this year. So you deal with it. You try and beat one, then another, and just get to the quarterback. But like I said, it's, you know, if they're putting two or three on you, obviously somebody else is freed up. So it's a, you know, overall, it's going to create some mismatches.
Play their offense been much better the last couple of weeks. What do you guys see on film? Why have they been so much better?
We've just been able to, you know, gel, obviously, you know, later in the season, and with them playing very well, both defensively and now offensively, you know, the running game's coming along, the passing game, you know, they're able to make plays. So they're putting things together, and they look very good. So, you know, we'll be ready, though.
Well, the last couple of weeks, they've faced dominant runners and teams that like the pounded, the Giants and the Vikings and Peterson and stuff. Now you're facing Forte, got a more of a versatile guy. What's he bringing to the table for that?
Well, yeah, not only can he run the ball, but he's he leads the league in receptions by back. So he, you know, he definitely can. It presents a problem for us in that regards. But you know, with any game plan, we got to stop the run. You know, make it one dimensional, get after the quarterback in hopes that he, you know, that our guys on the deep end can make some plays, and that's kind of be the same game plan. And that does mean we have to keep him in mind when he's creeping out of the backfield.
Cutler's played better, but you guys still see when you want that he'll make mistakes. Is that sort of the game plan to get after him?
Well, we know he has a gunslinger mentality. He, you know, he makes plays. He fits it in where he needs to. But you know, we got some good guys on the, you know, on the back end who can make plays themselves. So it should be a fun game to watch, and hopefully we can capitalize on some throws.
Injury-wise, how are you feeling right now? Like Tom said, he really saw your explosiveness
returning. Yeah, you know, getting better. Obviously, last week with the practice, you know, being able to practice, obviously, you know, getting more healthy, getting the reps and whatnot, it's all going to lead to me being more comfortable on the field. But overall, I think, you know, getting healthier and just at the right time, too, as, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get a victory here and move forward. But, you know, feeling better each and every day. You know, maybe if a tight end's your side, or if a back's you know, aligned your way, then you know, you have to think that you're going to get double. That way, you know, you're ready for it. But you know, depending on the formation too, defensive formation. If you have a three-man rush, you know, a guard might be fanning your way, and you know, possibly a back. So it's really just collectively, you got to go in there thinking that, you know, you're going to get a double team, and if not, then, you know, hopefully you win.
Some of the success that I mean, taken away from his, him, but EJ's been able to get some one-on-ones in the middle. I think that's going to be a result of some of the sliding protection and things that you're wearing?
I'd like to think so, but BJ, you know, I actually started watching, you know, his play, and it was, you know, in the game, you could see what they were doing. They were trying to put you know, there were times where they were sliding through my way and had two on him. They had what they had in mind, but he was doing a fantastic job. So, you know, fortunately for me, they're gonna have to start showing him some respect now, and that'll take a guy off. So it's a good little tandem. That's why, you know, once we're full strength, and you know, it's gonna be hard to single guys here with the you know, amount of talent we have. Yeah, I think so. You know, I was telling Colin that too. You know, I think BJ is really coming into his own now, and he's starting to. You know, sacks are kind of like a drug. You know, you want more, and you know, I think BJ's starting to get the taste of it, whatnot. So he's turned into a pretty good pass rusher. So with Cullen back, you know, myself, it, you know, presents some problems.
In college and pros, you've played in two unique and special football environments. But was there a cultural adjustment or a cultural shock moving up to pros as you did here?
Well, obviously, Green Bay is a little different than Southern California, but you know, overall, playing at SC was really like a pro-style environment, and you know, the simple fact that there wasn't a professional team, and if anything, you know, that was more of a professional environment. This is more of a college, you know, like feel. So it was kind of a seamless transition. Obviously, you know, very very much different in the cities and you know, the organization and everything, but overall it wasn't too much of a shock, just getting used to the new surroundings, the people, and the organization.
People seem polite here. Do they give you your space?
Yeah, they give me my space. Obviously, this town is all about Packers football, so they're going to let you know what they feel you're doing right or wrong. So it's always interesting when you're taking just a trip out to get something to eat or go to the grocery store. So it's pretty unique, but, you know, it shows that they care. And you know, perhaps sometimes in, you know, back in L.A., you get lost in the shuffle with, you know, with so many other sports and Lakers and all that good stuff out there.
Thank you.
Hey,
Julius Peppers is a guy you, I think you brought up that you've watched on film. What stands out when you watch him and what does he do?
Well, physically, he's a freak. I mean, I got to, you know, see him in person at the Pro Bowl last year and couldn't believe, you know, a guy could look like this. But, you know, more so than that, just the, you know, attention he garners out there. You know, he's a physical presence that, you know, it's hard to run his way. It's hard to run away from because he's got the speed. He can rush the passer, and, you know, when he's asking, he can drop into coverage. So, overall, he's a great athlete, and, you know, physically is a mismatch for every tackle that he goes against.
Thank you.